coming to you live from the Business Radio X studio in Woodstock, Georgia. This is Fearless Formula with Sharon Klein. Welcome to Fearless Formula on Business Radio X, where we talk about the ups and downs of the business world and offer words of wisdom for business success. I'm your host, Sharon Klein. And today in the studio, I've got someone who's pretty special to me, who I think is just a wonderful person I've met through YPOW. She is the founder at Rock and Roll and Resumes. Her name is Nicole Thomas.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's like such a pleasure to spend some time with you, because every time I've spent time with you in the past, it's just been really fun for me, and I always leave feeling really good. So I'm excited to have like some one-on-one time with you again.
Thank you. I feel the same way about you.
Oh, thanks. All right, our work is done. It's all I needed. Just kidding. So what's cool about you is that you really have a lot of different skill sets that are really marketable and valuable. And one of them right now that you've really focused on a lot is Rock and Roll and Resumes. Tell me about how you got started in that.
Thank you. So I had helped friends before with resumes, and then somebody very close to me who I call second mom, she was like, I'm applying for a job. I would love for you to help me with my resume. And I was like, okay, cool, no problem. Very close with her. So I helped her with her resume, and she was so impressed. The hiring manager called her saying, I love your resume. This is very impressive. I want to hire you. This is an amazing resume. And then second mom knew how passionate I am about entrepreneurship. So she suggested that I start a business doing resume writing. And so I've done that.
So what was special about the resume that you made? What do you think made it stand out?
I highlighted her skills. I tailored it to the specific job position, since she had the specific job position in front of her. Highlighted her skills, accomplishments, listed everything in a neat, organized fashion.
It's interesting, because I think I've heard that if you submit your resume into like LinkedIn or something automatic like that, that it will not be highlighted or flagged if it doesn't have certain words that are exactly what the client is looking for in terms of hiring. Is that right?
I know with resumes, there's not all the time, but there's sometimes an ATS system called an applicant tracking system, and it'll look for certain words. So I can't guarantee that clients, it'll pass through the ATS system, but what I do is I use ZipRecruiter. And so and the reason why I can't guarantee that it'll pass through an ATS system is because I don't make resumes tailored towards specific job descriptions. So one of the ways that I help increase the chances, though, of it being passed through an ATS system is by ZipRecruiter says the top skills listed by employers. And they say this for different industries. And so I will look up the top skills for the job field that my client is wanting to get into. And I will use those skills.
Yeah, those are descriptive words,
those skills, right?
Yeah. Right,
to increase the chances of it getting through an ATS system, if the ATS system were to have those words.
Got
so
it.
That's a very helpful resource. I highly recommend ZipRecruiter.
It's interesting. It's not something that I thought about in terms of trying to get myself to stand out, is to actually use what the job description is that I'm applying for and really tailor and highlight some of the items that are more useful to that job description, as opposed to saying, oh yeah, you know, I used to do wait tables or whatever it is. If that doesn't really apply, it's not going to seem like I would be a good applicant. It would automatically kind of pass me by.
Right. You're going to want to include the most relevant experience and title it as relevant experience. So for example, with my resume, I have marketing experience in a section with all my marketing experience to help increase the chances of it going through an ATS system. And even if an ATS system doesn't look at it, just to an employer's eyes, you're like, oh, wow, she has a lot of marketing experience.
Right, right. That totally makes sense when I think about it. Well, so it's really come a long way since I've worked on my resume, I think, in terms of the computer metrics and analytics that, I guess, forward you through. So I don't really know. I mean, I'm thinking what it must be like for anyone who's like 20, 21, just graduating school. I don't know how they would be able to compete so well if you don't have a really good understanding of how that all works. So that's what you do, right? You give people that explanation.
I find people's it's important to include accomplishments. So I include their accomplishments, I include their job skills, and then I also include why they did the specific position. So for example, if they marketed, I would say marketing, if they have analytics, user quantifiable achievements, to raise brand awareness. So what they did, why they did it, that stands out a lot.
I bet a lot of people don't think that deeply about resumes.
Probably not.
But it's important, clearly, right?
It is. If you want to get hired, yes.
What software do you use to help get the resumes to look really nice? I've used Word in the past, and it always would just populate in a really weird way. If I added anything different, it would just kind of change. Because you want it to look aesthetically pleasing, it would not work for me. So I'm wondering what you've had success with.
So I actually do use Word.
Oh, you must be better at it than me, that's for sure.
But I convert it to a PDF file. And so that helps maintain its consistent format. I actually learned how to write my own resume in college. So I use that format that I learned in college. And I use Microsoft Word, but export it as a PDF file.
What? I never thought to do that. So that when it gets brought up on someone else's computer, it won't look all strange and wild and wacky. Oh,
yes.
Look at you. What
Thank
the
you.
Skills.
Thank you.
So I know that you've been promoting yourself some on Facebook. How successful has it been with you? I mean, have you had to feel like you have to do any kind of extra advertising, or is Facebook just, 'cause most people use Facebook for advertising, has Facebook just been kind of the way that you've been able to get business?
Networking, actually. A lot of networking.
In person.
Networking and Facebook. I'm part of a group called Cherokee Connect. A lot of people from Cherokee County are part of that group. And so people will ask, hey, I need help with a resume written. And then the people I network with are so sweet. They refer me. So Cherokee Connect and word of mouth goes a long way. So Facebook and word of mouth, networking, and networking's free. A lot of them are. So that's great.
I was thinking about the fact that people discount how important relationships are in terms of getting one-on-one business. In other words, there are a lot of people that will use advertising like on Facebook, but it's impersonal. But when you know someone and you've got that history behind it, that relationship, it really does tend to make you think, oh, I know that person, Nicole. You know, oh, yes. I remember we had such a great conversation. You're not just a name, you're an actual person.
Yes, and it counts so much more, I feel like, when somebody else refers you versus just saying, my own thing's great. Of course your own thing's great, but when somebody else refers you, then that goes a long way too.
It feels, it feels more secure or something. Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite part about making someone's resume look just right?
I think the rewarding, one of my biggest goals in life is to make an impact. So I want to do that by writing people's resumes. Like when Second Mom, she got hired, that felt so rewarding, and especially because the hiring manager said, I really love your resume. I'm like, I want that to happen to everybody.
Yeah. Who wouldn't, right? You must have felt so proud. Like, that was because of you, you know?
Yes, thank you. It felt really good. We were very happy.
I think it's cool, too, that you learned how to do this in college, but not all colleges focus on that, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know. I can't really speak for other colleges. I was very lucky. I went to a private school, so they can give students more attention, which is great, and more support, I'm guessing, maybe than a public school. So I went to the Learning Center, and they were able to help me with my resume.
Well, look how valuable that is. It's translated into a business. What were the challenges of starting this business? Did you have any?
Challenging, maybe getting clients. I mean, figuring out how to make it more marketable, because I no longer am tailoring it towards specific positions, because it was a lot of work finding positions and then trying to tailor it to that. So still trying to make it where it is presentable, but I feel like I did that pretty well by using ZipRecruiter's top skills listed by employers, because it increases the chances. And like I said, even if there's not an ATS system, right, I know what employers are looking for. So I would say that.
It's interesting. It's like I don't know why my brain just goes right to LinkedIn, but ZipRecruiter is like the unsung hero in my brain. I feel sad that I didn't even know. So that makes me think, if I ever do want to kind of progress in my career, that's where I would go to do the exact same thing.
Yes.
But I'd also be asking you for help. because I clearly don't know what I'm doing.
I would love to help you.
You're the sweetest. You also had previously been the community liaison for Piedmont Injury Law, and that is Ken Crossan and his group.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, they're wonderful. So what was it like to be working with him as well?
It was so much fun. I miss it. So I would network for Piedmont Injury Law, and I would constantly refer business owners, and it felt so rewarding. And I would meet with people. I love people. So I would meet with people and I would ask them, so who would you like to be referred to? And then I would also manage their Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn back when I worked with them. And I would do some email marketing to promote events that they were having. It was so much fun.
These are all skills that you use now, I'm sure. You know,
Thank you.
Did very well then. So what do you do now with Rock and Roll and Resumes? How do you use social media this way to help promote your business?
So I've made some Instagram reels. I want to get back on that. I have several things I do during the day, so I can get a little busy. But I've created Instagram reels before. I'm in the process of creating a website. Randy with Studio Lenza took my photos, and they turned out fantastic.
They're beautiful. I saw
them. Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So you reached out to him and said, "Hey, do you have a minute?
Get some photos." I posted on my Facebook saying, if anyone was a photographer, and he was happy to help. And so that was great. He took amazing photos. So I'm in the process of creating a website right now. It's almost done, not yet, but the website's almost done. So I'll have that. I post on Facebook, post on Instagram. If I see somebody on Cherokee Connect, I'm posting on there. That's the main thing, I feel like.
Really? That's also how I get a lot of guests to come on the show, especially authors. You know, it's really handy in order to kind of pare down this, what is it, like 60,000 people are part of Cherokee Connect. I mean, you're going to find someone that needs something on there, like that could benefit from your business, I imagine.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So how challenging is it for you to create a website for yourself as well? Like, what are the steps that you've taken?
It's actually pretty easy. So I learned a lot of great skills in college, and one of them was a website design class. I have a mass communications degree and a social media marketing certificate. I learned the website, though, in my college at Piedmont University. It was called Piedmont College back when I went, but I learned website design there. So it was pretty easy. So I normally use Wix, but for this one, I use Squarespace. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty easy uploading everything in there. I highly recommend Squarespace.
Very I use that for my website too. Yeah, yes. Thankfully. And it's so nice because you can really deal with everything you need to on your phone. Like if I have something that I just want to change on the website, I don't have to go to a regular computer. I can do it on the fly. It's kind of nice.
I mean,
certainly when you're not, this isn't your everyday thing to do is to create a website. There are so many great resources, right, that can kind of help you to make the basics. It doesn't have to be the most special, stellar website.
Right.
It just needs to be where people can see who you are.
Yes.
And get to you.
I would suggest stick with your brand colors, have appealing photos, have your logo, have your contact information, have all that marketable information that says what you are, and then you're pretty much good to go.
Who's your ideal client then?
My ideal client, I love doing students' resumes, and I actually offer a discount for students. I offer different discounts regarding professions, but they get the most discount. I love doing students. It's so rewarding, and it's a lot easier because they don't have all this experience built up yet, but I want to help them, you know, hopefully get their first job. So students, I love doing students. And then other ones, teachers, hospitality, those have been good too. And then I have a list of packages that I'd love to share with anybody that might be interested in it, just depending on what their profession is. Because some resumes are harder to do than others.
For sure. And I like that point that you make that the older I am, the more experience I have in the background to try to like navigate around that and decide what's really relevant and what's not. You know, that must be challenging. New students or, you know, people who are just new to the workspace.
Right.
It's like, oh, shiny. Brand new. Let's make you look the best you can. We don't have to make it too complicated.
Yes. And then their accomplishments can still stand out if they've received any awards or if they've had jobs during college or internships or classes. So their accomplishments can still stand out, but they are a lot easier to do.
Aw. How do you get the students? Are you still going through Cherokee Connect, or do you go to like some of the universities? How do you market to them?
I really want to call up some of the universities. I haven't done that yet, but I really want to call the universities up.
They're not that far. Like, there are enough around here, right?
Right,
it's so
right.
amazing that you don't have to go too far.
Yes, I actually put a flyer in Chattahoochee Tech.
That was smart.
And I'd love to put more flyers in more colleges.
Heck yeah, this is a valuable skill.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your job prospects, because I've seen on Facebook that you have been looking for full-time work for a little bit, but also you did something so unique that local news stations here had you on their station and interviewed you. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you. It was so nice. The community is so important, and a ton of people really care. So that was great being on the news. Somebody, I was passing out resumes on the corner of, want to say exit 8, maybe? Sorry, I forgot.
Was it like Town Lake Parkway?
Yeah,
yeah, and 575?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was passing out resumes. Somebody picked up a resume, and they shared it with somebody, and then shared it on Cherokee Connect, and then it got way more attention than I thought it was going to. I was like, oh, wow, so many people care.
You had a sign as well, didn't you? What did your sign say?
It said, oh, right, it was close to Halloween. Oh. What's scarier than Halloween? Being almost homeless. I was so afraid of being homeless. I would ask my best friend every day. I was like, hey, if I end up in a Walmart parking lot, will you come visit me? And he was so encouraging. He's like, that's not going to happen. You got this. You got this. So encouraging. But yeah.
So then what was it like for them to contact you to say, wow, you know, look at the lengths that you're going through to get a job. What was that like?
I was pleasantly surprised. In the back of my mind, I was like, I really hope this is real. I hope this is legit. And thankfully it was. They were so nice. So that was really great, too.
Have you gotten some good feedback then from that story? I want to say, was it 11 Alive?
Yes, it was 11 Alive. It was great.
So, yeah. And it's funny because it's like, here you are doing everything that you can, going way beyond the extra mile. And you're still able to make your company the way you want it to, but you're still looking for that one right job for you right now.
Yeah, I really am. I'm really needing full-time work, preferably with benefits.
Right?
Yeah, like I'm 26, so I'm no longer on my parents' insurance.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Preferably with benefits. I would prefer a marketing job, but if the right opportunity opens up that's not within marketing, I would be more than happy to explore that.
Well, so do you want to take a minute to explain some of the skills that you feel like are just yours that you feel like you could offer any company?
Thank you. So I really love interacting with people, and I've been told that I'm good with interacting with people.
Yes.
I have strong interpersonal skills. I genuinely want to help people. And I also love the companies that are involved in the community and really care. Like, I want to work for, and I've been so blessed to work for employers that genuinely care about people, and I want to continue to be able to do that. Companies that are like involved with the community would be great. And then I have strong social media management skills. I got my certificate in October 2023 from KSU.
Nice.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Hootie Hoo. That's where I went to school.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. What did you get your degree in?
It's in communication media studies, just like you.
Awesome.
I know. We're like soul sisters.
I love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have so many of these great basic skills that are marketable right now,
yes,
in particular. Like, you've got digital marketing down, and you clearly are a go-getter, and you clearly have bravery, and that seems like to stand out. It feels like you really do have to do something a little extra out there.
Thank you. I try. I also have writing skills, and I've used Canva a ton. I want to make some tweaks, but I'm almost done with my portfolio website. I plan to share that with people soon. I've passed out some business cards, but there's like minor tweaks I want to make to my website first. And I have a portfolio website, so I'm really out there wanting to be as proactive as possible.
You,
I think that's important.
Are. Oh my gosh,
Thank you.
You're doing so much. It's funny. It's like you want people to take steps and be brave and like use their time wisely.
Yes.
And I have to say, you do.
Thank you.
Do all those things.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, and this is another step to it. Like, I'm so happy to have you on the show to be able to give you just a minute to get people to know who you are. It's not just Nicole who does resumes, but here's what motivates me. You know, I love that you're a people person. When you're in communication and you know, you're in marketing and you are really trying to get people to understand a message, you've got to really be a people person.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, no, it's important. These are valuable skills. Not everybody who's super smart out there has that kind of basic skill. So,
and I genuinely enjoy interacting with people.
Well, I like too that you want to give back. You want to be part of a community or a business that really cares about their population. And that's, I know you've done some work with Limitless Disabilities, right?
No, I've done volunteer work with Circle of Friends.
That's right. How did that go?
So with Circle of Friends, that went well. I recently, after college, I volunteered with their social media, with their Instagram, with their Facebook, with their TikTok accounts. And then I would, some of those were like interviewing the employees. Some of them were doing pictures of an event they had, especially their kickball. I love their kickball event. It was a lot of fun. And then I also wrote a blog post, Why I Love Volunteering, or Circle of Friends. Aww. And encouraged other people to volunteer.
That's awesome, because I think a lot of people don't know how satisfying that can be if they don't really try it.
Yes, you know? It's great. I miss volunteering with them. I might try that again sometime soon.
Yeah, heck yeah. Or with the company that's going to hire you, because they do things that'll give back.
Yes, preferably both.
So how will it be when you are hired with your position and obviously looking for full-time and benefits?
Yes.
How challenging will it be for you to keep rock and roll and resumes going?
I mean, I'm the type of person where I don't know until I'm in that situation, mm-hmm. but I think I'll be able to handle it. I have some part-time jobs right now. I'm working some part-time jobs right now, so I am working while...
Yeah, you are doing it.
Yeah, so I think I'll be able to manage it. I wouldn't want to take on more than maybe two or three clients at a time, just because I want to provide the best service I possibly can to the clients I'm doing, but... I also like the resume business because I can monitor how many clients I can take on.
Oh, that's so smart. It's great that you can do these kinds of things like at home. You don't have to actually be in a place.
Yes, I love that. That makes it so much easier.
Heck yeah.
So I was like, I can still do this and I can still work full time. I can get everything I want in life.
You can. That's the American dream.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you think people don't know about what it's like to be you?
I don't know. That's a great question. Can you repeat that again?
Yeah. What do you think people don't know what it's like to be you? Like, what do you think that people would really benefit from knowing something about you, something that's surprising? Because I think it's easy for all of us to just pass people by every day and not really take a minute. Like, mm-hmm. this is one of the best things about this show, is that I get to spend some time one-on-one with people that I normally wouldn't because I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. This is my dedicated chit-chat. And I feel like I get to have like this exchange of who you are, who I am. And so I feel like I know you better than I would know someone else that I, you know, I'm just talking to at YPOW. But it's like having this time together is great. So if you could tell everyone something about you that you feel like maybe would be helping you in the job world, what do you think that they need to know?
I'm people driven and I'm value driven. So I want to make an impact, and I hope that shows through my work that I provide for people.
Heck yeah. I love that, value driven.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's a really good word. Look at you.
Thank you.
Like trying to download some of these terms so that I could use them if I ever need to, you know, that's great. And I also feel like that's really undervalued a lot too. Mm-hmm. The fact that people really care about what they're doing. It's not just the money, but it's actually really investing your life energy into something that you believe in.
Right. My perfect job would be something where it's both, where it pays well and also has great values. And there are several companies out there that have values. I'm like, I love this. That's great.
Yeah. We just need to get that going. This is part of it though.
Yes. Definitely.
Do you have any mentors or people that you kind of look to kind of help guide you if you have some questions?
I have friends. I have very close friends, and I also have second mom.
Second mom?
Yes, I love her. She just started calling me daughter one day, and I was like, I'll just call her second mom. This is great. So my friends mean the world to me. Second mom means the world to me. My family means a lot to me. So those are the people that I tend to go to.
Is there anything that's been really surprising as you've gotten started with rock and roll and resumes? Is there something where you're like, wow, I wish I had known that before I got started? I know. I threw a curveball at you.
I think I was excited about how many people actually wanted resumes, because I didn't know if it was something that would work out or not. Because some people can just do resumes by themselves or have a parent help them. And that's great for the people that have that resource. But then there's other people where it's like, I really want to improve my resume even more. So I guess I was happily surprised that so many, because like, I think I do offer something valuable, but I was so happy that people needed it.
Do you still have physical resumes, like print them out and send them anywhere? Or is everything really digital right now?
Everything's really digital right now. I mean, I would suggest to somebody who might want to be somewhere to reach out to that employer directly. That helps a lot. Or the hiring manager directly. That can help a lot. Or to even go into like these places and be like, hi, I'm Nicole and here's my resume, and hand out a paper version. I don't give my clients a paper version. I'm hoping that they can print it out themselves. And a lot of things are digital, but that can help a lot. I've heard that it can help to go into a place in person.
I was thinking that too, because you're not just a name. You're actually putting a face and energy and name together.
Right.
But I always wondered, there's such a fine line between being aggressive or, I don't know, I don't know what the word is, but like, not being too much, you know, when
right.
you're doing, because I always thought you've got to stand out a little bit,
yes.
but not too much. So I love the idea of just being able to go and say, here's my resume. I just wanted
yes.
to say hello and name and face.
And that's something, you know, I've had to learn over time, because like I'm trying to get a job myself. Okay, so be driven, not desperate.
Oh, that's the energy. That's what I'm thinking. It's not aggressive, but it's desperate. Like, hire me, please.
Right. And I've had to learn that over time. Okay, like I'm confident in who I am now. I have these skills. Sometimes people take longer to respond, and nothing against that, but just keeping that in mind of, okay, like sometimes people just take longer to respond, and it's important to keep that in mind and try not to freak out.
What do you think your fearless formula is? Because, you know, fear stops a lot of people from doing a lot of things. So I'm wondering how you are so brave.
Thank you. I mean, I get anxiety. I mean, a lot of people do. But I think I'm just really driven, and I'm passionate about what I'm doing. And I'm so lucky to be surrounded by so many amazing people that want me to succeed. And that helps a lot.
Oh, so the right people around you.
Yes. And there's so many wonderful people who I'm friends with and in the community. And there's just so many great people out there. And that always like is very heartwarming.
Yeah. It gives you courage, right?
Yes,
I love
definitely.
That people are looking out for you, which is so sweet. Like you said on Facebook, you know, someone hears that there's something that you could provide for them. They're like,
yes.
Nicole Thomas, they tag you in it.
Yes, I
Yay.
Love it.
Well, you certainly are doing all the things that you know to do. And this is one other step. So I'm so honored that you actually, you know, came on the show and explained kind of what motivates you, and maybe give somebody a little bit of an insight into what makes you you, and
Thank you.
How valuable you can be to a company. I can't imagine any company, they'd be so lucky to have you.
Thank you. I
You're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Where can people get in touch with you if they're interested in that?
People can email me rockandrollinresumes@outlook.com.
Excellent. And Facebook?
Thank you.
Facebook?
Yes, and Facebook too. Facebook too. I've had a client reach out to me on my Rock and Rollin' Resumes Facebook, and then I've had people reach out to me on my personal Facebook. So both.
Both work. Oh,
yes,
that's
both
awesome.
Work.
Well, I can't thank you enough. This
thank
has been
you.
Such a pleasure for me. And you have to keep me updated on how things are going.
Yes,
and I would love
I
to
will.
Have you back, and we can even talk about how things have progressed as time's gone on with your company. So
thank you. That's really
You're
sweet.
Welcome.
That'd be so much fun.
Yay. All right. Nicole Thomas with Rock and Rollin' Resumes. And thank you all for listening to Fearless Formula on Business Radio X. And again, this is Sharon Klein reminding you, with knowledge and understanding, we can all have our own fearless formula. Have a great day.